You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on Beach Radio.
Darcy Neufeld from TSN Law joining us, and we hear a lot of people talking about wills and estate planning. Darcy, is there any difference between the two?
Well, not so much a difference. They tend to work hand in hand. And when we work with clients, we make sure that their estate planning is well-rounded with not only a will, but also discussions on power of attorney, healthcare directives, and sometimes title designations.
Okay, now we've definitely covered off a will in another interview, but with it being the document that comes into effect upon death, you mentioned power of attorney. Can you explain what that is exactly?
Yes, well, that's actually sort of the flip side of a will, where a will takes effect only on death. A power of attorney is when you appoint somebody during your life so they can step in and handle affairs on your behalf.
Why would somebody need a power of attorney during their life?
Well, the days of being able to walk into a bank, accountant, post office, and do business on behalf of somebody else seem to be long over. A power of attorney is the legal document that allows you to step into those shoes and ensure that you can help somebody manage their affairs.
So how do you appoint somebody to be your attorney when you become incapable?
Well, there are two ways of appointing an attorney. One is it takes effect as soon as you sign, and the other is it takes effect only when you're incapable yourself. So obviously that appointment needs to happen while you are capable, and we ensure that it's an enduring power of attorney so it lasts even beyond if you do become incompetent.
Okay, so if you designate and an attorney won't take over until you're incompetent, who makes the decisions?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, it's not just anybody. The law and the legislation requires that it's done by practitioners, and there's a list of them. So doctors, nurse practitioners, psychologists, psychiatrists, those kinds of people.
And are there any limitations on what an attorney can do?
Absolutely. The Powers of Attorney Act governs that. And generally speaking, they can step into your shoes and do what you can do, but of course it has to be in your best interest. They can't superimpose their decisions onto yours.
Now, I know previously you said TSN Law does a will for about $100. Where do the fees for a POA fall?
We're the same in that regard. We offer competitive pricing. We really like to help people and make sure they are planned. So we charge $100 as well for a power of attorney. We do have package deals for spouses. So when they come in and they want to do the entire package, we do it for $475.
And Darcy, why should people use TSN Law in Nipawin for their estate planning?
Well, we've been here for over 50 years. We are rooted in the community. We have top-notch staff. We have extensive experience. And we know our clients, and we will work hard to work with you.
Missed an episode? Check out the FAQ on demand at beachradiosk.ca.